Getting drunk so you don't have to. This is the perfect pour.
There's the service we provide. I was like, we've been, 5 years doing this? Whatever, 6 years? I don't know.
Yeah. Finally found our niche.
What do we do? What do we do for people? Here it is. That's it. Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a crappier show. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. Oh. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
For our next 90 to 100 infinity hours, we're going to...
hours.
I was like, I gotta clear my schedule.
We're going to be talking craft beer for a while here. We're going to be drinking a lot of it. We're going to be... giving you beers to look out for. We're gonna listen to the listeners. We got a lot of feedback from the listeners. You get to hear what a listener of the Perfect Pour sounds like. You get to hear that. And we're gonna get into some beer culture and some beer we've been drinking this past week. So it's a beer related show.
Interesting.
I hope you like beer.
Interesting concept.
And before the show, we tailgate. And during the tailgate session, we had a couple beers, one from Chew Your Beer. It was one I thought we had had before, but maybe we had something different. It was a Bottle Logic beer.
Mayhem.
Yes. What was that?
Muscles and Mayhem.
From Chew Your Beer.
Already got a frog in the
Find throat. Chew Your Beer on Untappd and Twitter.
Gigantic 50 Feet of Fury. It is a big King Kong fella, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Tart ale brewed with bananas, coconut, and pineapple.
There was bananas.
Nothing creates a better pairing than beer and board games.
I was just getting sour. I couldn't.
Sour. It is very tart ale from Bottle Logic and Campy Creatures.
Nope. Once he said banana, that's all I got.
Yep. I taste it now.
Hate I didn't it. Get it. I'm going to try it. Let's see if I get banana.
Just don't think of bananas.
Think of.
I can't find a banana through the tartness.
That is true.
There's an innuendo somewhere.
That's what she said.
So there was that beer. Thank you, Chew.
There was that.
There was that. And also a beer from the Biafaza from Beereth Friends podcast.
That is a fantastic beer.
It is a good beer.
It says Chicago, Illinois, but I don't believe it.
Yeah. Charlatan. It's in a pale ale, and it's by Maplewood. Maplewood Brewing Company in Chicago proper. And that's one of the better Chicago beers I've had. I've gone back to it. I've drank most of it.
One of the better beer IPAs or hoppy beers I've had in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd put a 12-pack of that in my fridge.
Yes.
Especially because it's 6.1%.
Mm-hmm. And then we've been sitting on this at least 2 weeks, maybe three.
Oh, that's from 321.
321. Wow, that's holding up nice.
Old beer.
So we got two-row light Munich, dextrin, caramel, white wheat. And that's the haziness right there, the white wheat. Citra, Simcoe, Centennial, and Warrior. I don't know too much about Warrior, but that's a solid hop lineup. 35 IBU, 7 SRM, 6.1%. That's a bulletproof hoppy beer right there.
Bulletproof.
Very good. Leading
so bulletproof.
The early leader for beer of the episode. So there we go. We're all set. We need something else, right?
Sure. How else will we get drunk? I mean, podcast. I mean, respectfully.
Something.
Yeah, that beer just gave your microphone a little taste.
Yeah,
I love gold.
Gave the whole area some. This is another one from Chew Your Beer. Chew Your Beer gets really serious about making sure you have his beer. So
Chew Your Sode. Chew a Sode?
Mumford.
How do you say it?
Mumford.
I'm trying to combine episode and Chew Your Beer.
Dry hop pills. Legend has it. Pills from Mumford. It's a dry out pilsner.
I will be the judge of this.
You pretty, You must choose wisely.
Is that all we're going to do the whole show? Just open beers and drink them? Not talk about anything else?
Can we do that?
That's not a bad show.
I don't think we could do that if we wanted to.
It's got a little funk to it.
It is funky.
Does it say what hops there?
How loose is your goose?
It smells like...
Yeah. What is that? What's in my beer?
It doesn't smell bad for a beer, but it smells bad for a regular smell. It's like a really bad smell, but it's not like... It's not because the beer has gone bad. It's just like a really bad smell. It is a nasty aroma.
Essence of porta potty.
Mm-hmm. It is. That is nasty aroma.
If it's Mosaic and Motueka, I'd say it's that. Probably gives a little funk to it.
Motueka. It tastes pretty good. It's just, wow, that aroma is difficult to deal with. That's really rare too. Like, I don't remember having a beer there. It just smells awful, but tastes pretty good.
Not an IPA. Some gozes
it's a Pilsner.
Get like that. Oh, it was a Pilsner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said try out Pilsner, bro.
I was paying attention. Not.
Well, that's an interesting beer.
It's all right.
If I don't have to smell it, I like it.
Don't smell it.
So far, Mikey's 1-for-3.
I'm very hard to please. So what's going on in the culture?
Me?
Rip. Matt? Sure. Nick.
Oh, yeah,
you
Matt's
spoke
got
first.
A thing. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Brute IPAs are coming back, but I forgot to write down the brewery. That's bringing it back. It's the one that does, this one goes 211, and
that's
the one with the...
That's in Southern California.
The coconuts, like
Monty
Python.
It's a Southern California. I want to say it's an LA brewer. Damn it!
Okay.
No. Oh.
Google.
I almost had it. Fort George. No.
He's fishing in his brain.
Come on, brain. Never mind. I just used up my energy for the show, guys. You're gonna have to go ahead and do it without me.
Yeah.
Here's the soundboards, Matt. I'm gonna go to bed. So you guys.
We broke Mikey.
You need to go sit down for a minute.
Barley Forge.
Barley Forge.
Yes, son of a bitch.
I got it.
It's right there on the tip of my tongue.
I got it, Barley Forge. You're welcome.
Barley Forge Beirut. You kids can do this at home, too.
These new headphones have deep bass.
Not mild bass?
No.
The listener has no idea.
It's all bass. Listener, I recommend that you get some JVC HARX 330s. They have deep bass.
Deep bass.
Better for your podcast enjoyment.
All right. Well, moving on. Here it is. This is why I liked it. The name of the beer is Dear Brutus. Brute India Pale Ale. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend us your buds. That's their tagline for the Brute IPA.
They're gonna start taking up all the beer punny brute related puns real quick. They're going to be gone quick, guys. Everyone, get your brute pun names in.
Get your brute pun names.
Who's going to come out with Lou Brutus?
Lou Brutus.
This is Lou Brutus.
Hard Drive XL.
And you're listening to Hard Drive XL with Lou Brutus.
IPA.
IPA.
Brute IPA-us. Do it. Somebody do it.
You heard it here first.
You can go ahead and take that, Drakes. Hashtag drink Drakes.
It's all yours.
Founders is releasing a barrel-aged
Wheatbeer.
Something. Wheatbeer. It's aged in rum barrels, but they're calling it a poolside beer.
Sounds like a good tobacco.
Yeah, I mean, you could put anything in barrels.
Yeah, but
Windex.
How do you keep it light enough for, you know, easy drinking sesh style?
You could shampoo. You could pee into a barrel if you really wanted to.
Yeah, I guess you could.
This shampoo is barrel aged.
Mosaic hopped ale aged in rum barrels. Hoppy. It's sweet, hoppy, and bright. Perfect for sipping poolside.
Don't tell me what to sip by the pool.
This is ale. I don't know why they didn't tell us what kind of beer.
Jerks. The jerks don't call. They're running out of you.
Barrel aged. This is going well. Oh, it's only 11.1%.
Session.
That's an ale.
Day drinker.
Day drink believer. And I know what you mean. I just found out AleSmith will ship you cans of beer if you're in California or Nevada.
Yeah.
If you're in California or Nevada.
I'll take two, please.
Void in 48 states.
Yes. Did you see the one, the Vietnamese Speedway?
No.
Oh, that's the one we always talk about. We never had that, right? Or have you had it?
I have not had that variant.
Wow. That's the variant.
Spokeasy's had a couple on draft before. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think it was the Hawaiian.
Yeah, that's usually what I see.
You had business that day or something.
Business. Yeah, I had a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I got a meeting. Can't get it.
Yep. Day drinking 3 o'clock on a Tuesday.
So, no, I can't get it. I have a meeting.
What do you need?
What do you need to get?
He held up a phone when he was saying that.
Nick, is it you need to get?
It.
What is it? I have to get it, okay? Later on today.
What is it?
It's it.
Oh.
You get it.
Oh. Okay. I think Nick needs a vacation.
Don't you get it?
Is it safe?
Of course it's safe.
Is it safe?
It's always safe. As long as you get it properly.
It's my favorite part of Clerks. Is it safe? I don't know anymore.
That was enough references.
Enough.
Equal the tangent.
You've triggered the tangent button.
Triggered the tangent.
How many things you got to say before you tangent?
I think it's 2.5.
Okay.
Sometimes
three,
one.
Three for sure. Yeah. If it's 1.1, boom.
Like sometimes just a look and a chuckle. That's all you need.
Oh, tangent.
Tangent.
And that's a laugh tangent. We did not have laugh scheduled in the notes.
That's right.
That part of the show.
No jollity. Mm-mm. Jollity in the show. Jovial. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyways.
Isn't this June great? This Friday and this
June. Is this June already? Is it 100 degrees yet?
Hoon first.
Are all the session beers sold out yet because it hit 100 degrees?
Oh, I love this time of year.
Where it's 100 degrees one day and it's 75 the next?
Yeah.
You love that?
You get it all.
Yeah.
Don't get bored.
One day you're wearing a...
There's nothing better than this time of year. Because you can drink any beer, except for pumpkin beer or spice beer.
Why would you drink that any time of the
year? Well, sure.
Spice beer. What? Where? Let's do it.
You know, Christmas spicy.
Let's drink them all.
Winter warmers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It is officially... Oh, no. It's almost the end of patio season. Our two-week window is closing quickly.
There's still plenty of celebration left on the shelves, I'm sure.
I just hosed down my patio the other day. And it's
probably... That's illegal, sir. Don't talk about that. Now I have to edit that out.
They got a water meter on our podcast?
They got a water... Yeah, there's a water guy. This is a podcast. I'm going to get one of these three guys. They're going to admit they turn their sprinklers on at 4 o'clock. I'll get them.
Ooh, yeah. When they're sleeping, it's the best time to get them.
Yep. I've gotten a couple warnings from the old house.
Ooh.
Yep. You got to watch out. We watch our water usage here.
Yeah. So everybody's favorite place to drink, the craft beer headquarters, that is Chili's.
Mm. Yeah. Well, what
would you pair with the new 5 meat, 1650 calorie
five
cheeseburger the old Chili's is serving?
Five meats. If you have, don't have fries, and you could have one beer, mm-hmm. and then that can be your calories for the whole day. You just can't eat or drink the rest of the day.
Yeah.
No, you get 2,000 calories. You're allowed 2,000 calories in a day.
At that point, you probably want to thin the blood, so just go with triple IPA.
Perfect. Good answer. Matt's finally coming around. It took long enough.
Yeah. You had to.
No, I need a
freaking 5 meat cheeseburger.
I'm going to have a Founders all day. You know, drink healthy, have a Founders all day. Because I know they have Founders all day.
Oh, that's for a show beer.
I know they have Founders all day.
Speaking of triples.
Yeah, that's why I brought it.
Uh-huh.
This is the show.
I would have put that in the fridge had I known it was a show beer.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay, yeah, go put it in the fridge.
Sitting there here being a winter warmer.
It's open now. The tannins
have settled. Oh, we have a new beer on the show. On if you're new to the show, the
Can't you smell gold that smell?
Signals that a beer has been opened.
The Alvarado Street 4th Anniversary. I'll let Mikey try to pronounce that thing.
Oh, my God. Playa del Duave.
Yeah.
D-A-U-V. I've never seen that word.
Never heard of her.
Do you guys ever not buy beers because you don't want to attempt to pronounce the name and tell other people what you buy?
This beer makes me feel dumb, so I'm not going to buy it.
Your beer makes me feel dumb. I'm sorry?
I just don't want to have to try and describe this to somebody. I had this great triple IPA. It was so amazing.
Lots of
what was it called?
Lots of action. The 4th Anniversary Triple IPA.
Man.
It's
super.
It doesn't say Alvarado Street, but I know it is because of the label.
It's like in the fine print on the side.
I just see the label. I was like, well, that's Alvarado Street.
It's a brand new can by Alvarado Street Brewing.
Wow. This is special. How did you get this?
My buddy Spence Dog. Spence Dog Spence 9.
Dog.
Spence Dog 9. You can find him on Instagram.
I've seen that name.
Spence Dog 9. Is he on Untapped?
Yes.
There you go.
He was traveling to the Monterey's, and he brought me back a can of that and a can of...
Whoopass.
Yes. Something else hoppy.
Yeah.
That one obviously hoppy didn't make it to the show. But it's like, I'll forget about this beer in the fridge, and I'll go, oh, I'm going to open this with triple IPA. Nope.
I think I'm getting more flavors because it's a little bit warm.
It's floral. At the same time, it's like juicy. There's a lot going on in there.
Floral and juicy.
There's approximately 10 beers named Whoopass.
Oh, okay. I was hoping somebody was looking that up.
Most are out of production.
Most out of production.
Well, you know, once you use it.
Yeah, once you open it up, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And in case you're wondering.
You can't re-can Whoopass.
There is cinnamon Whoopass.
No.
Whoopass raspberry wheat.
I'm going to open up a can of raspberry wheat on you.
Whoopass red ale. Hmm. Whoopass strawberry and mango.
Why are there all these sissy Whoopass beers?
Whoopass cantaloupe. Winter Whoopass. There's a winter warmer for you. Some winter Whoopass. Whoopass blood orange. And Whoopass double IPA.
I wonder if there's any foot in your ass beer.
Red Foreman beer.
Mm-hmm.
Foot in ass. Putting my foot in your ass.
There we go.
Double Hard Bastard Brewing.
Double Hard Bastard Brewing? What the hell name is that? That better be a home brewer's name.
Putting my foot in your ass sour.
What kind of marketing is going to happen there?
There you go. Hey, dumbass. Change my mind. That was still the best one.
What else is happening? What's happening?
That's all I'm rambling. I'm going to do.
Boo.
I've killed this show enough.
Boo.
I'm going home.
So the news was so slow this past week that there was a news article. They found two breweries, one named Coin Toss, the other one named Bent Shovel, and their collaboration beer is a Belgian Wit. I did not go past the headline. I was like,
no, yeah. Once those you are, hear Belgian Wit, goodbye. Those are
terrible names, and why would you collab with that beer?
Let's make a built such a brewer thing to do.
Let's make a Belgian Wit.
Okay. Gotta get Nobody back to tradition.
Nobody gives a shit. Make a Belgian Wit in your fucking garage. Make a Belgian Wit for the sell to people. The public.
Go
you
home.
Have a business, sir.
Go Stop home, it. Mr. Beer Kit. You're drunk.
You have a business. You have to make money for people and the families. Don't make Belgian Wits. Nobody walks into a brewery and goes, I hope they got a good Belgian Wit here. Or I'm getting out of here.
You know what I really want today? Belgian Wit.
A Belgian Wit. You got that Belgian Wit on it? I know the kids are talking about. No. Yeah. What any, the hell?
Do you have any wit beers? Wheat beer? No, wit beer. Hefeweizen? Wit beer. What do you, can you not hear me?
Belgian wit beer. Wit Jeez.
Beer. Wit beer. The white IPA. Awkward silence. Awkward.
Dorktown awkward
Dog
silence.
Dogtown. Dogtown.
Dogtown.
Dogtown.
By the way.
Yes.
If you want to hear Nick and Matt on a different show.
Oh.
They're on the latest episode of Dorktown. Dorktown 229, I believe?
I was told that was number 300.
Sure.
Please check your numbers.
Sure, it's number 300. It's not. Don't tell Matt. That's how we got him to go on the show.
Matt's pen holder is broken, too.
The latest Dorktown has appearances, but it's hard to get your voice in on the Dorktown.
Yeah. But I just remember laughing.
Nick
a lot.
And Matt are there. They get in there. They're able to get themselves in there, but it's difficult.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of craziness.
What am I drinking?
Yeah, that Trent guy triple. Just would not shut up.
Yeah, Trent just
especially the second half.
The second half. He just kept talking the whole time.
Like, geez, enough Harrison Ford, guy.
Yeah.
Indie reference.
We get it.
Star Wars, indie reference. There's indie, a pattern.
You like to, yeah. Star Wars, indie. Star Wars, indie. Star Wars, Patriot Games. Star Wars.
Oh, gosh. I feel like he's back on the podcast.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. How's it going, guys? Oh. Doing
good? Just waiting for a little drop. There it is. Star-tis.
Yeah, thanks, Trent. You made us ramble.
You made us tangent. Twice.
His fault.
Twice in the first quarter.
What else is happening, guys?
That's it. Unless you got something.
Well, what was this? You have a challenge for us, don't you?
Oh, if this plays into culture. All right. So I want to have a little game called Oh Crap Moments. So I asked each of you guys, not in a bowel movement.
Oh,
yeah, I've been there.
Been there, man.
Please, Lord, let every light be green on the way home. I don't ask for much, Lord, but if you could just help me out this once and make every light green.
Tell you what, that Denny's looked damn good right about then. Thank God.
All right.
I will ask for nothing more.
I never went in a Cracker Barrel before that day. That day I had to go into a Cracker Barrel.
So I asked each of you to pick out five beers, and I want to throw five different situations at you guys, and I want to see what beers you use for the situation, as well as I have a devastating last situation, which we'll see what beer you have left over and if it works out to be the worthwhile. So first situation. It's a Sunday barbecue. The family's over. And there's a pathway.
Chocotazo.
There's a pathway between the garage fridge, you know, the garage and the fridge to the main house. And you see Uncle Frank coming out. Uncle Frank's the guy that only shows up to the family parties. He's the one that always has seconds and thirds before everybody else. And he's like, hey, Mikey, I'm Bastard. Going to the garage. You got any beers? You're like, whoa, hold on, Uncle Frank. Let me go grab you some. So you go into the fridge. You grab. There. What do you grab, Uncle Frank?
So we have to go with the number one we
You're
wrote
saying
down?
What I would have in my, what I would realistically have in my fridge.
Out of five beers in your arsenal. So you're sacrificing one to this mooch of an uncle.
Oh man. Well, now somebody's going to hate me.
I'm giving him whatever, I'll give him whatever beers that have been in there a while.
But that's not the point. You're supposed to write down five beers.
I know. I think it,
come on.
I'm giving him an old Rasputin so he learns his lesson and never asks again.
All right. Old Rasputin, that's a good
this
one.
This will teach him.
Yep.
Here you go, Frank.
This will teach him to want to drink beer in my house.
That's right.
I'm giving a Sierra.
Sierra Nevada Pale?
Mm-hmm.
That's your choice? All right. Yep. All right.
Then it may not freak him out too much.
All right, so it's a second situation.
It's not. He'll at least act like he likes it.
So you're having a garage party. You're hanging out there with your family and a family again, but this is... And you have a 22-year-old cousin that shows up. He's trying to impress everybody, so he comes up to you and he's like, hey, Nick, hand me a beer.
Hand me a beer.
You know, so he's trying to impress people. So what do you hand him to be like, oh, here you go, punk? What's in
the... Okay, so old Rasputin's off the table now, so I got four more beers to choose from?
Yep.
Is that how this works?
Yep.
Hey, boo.
What do you sacrifice to show this?
Kern River, just outstanding.
So this is where you're like, this is a beer.
This is a beer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is not gonna, it's going to make you want to look further into craft beer.
I'm giving this guy an 805. He seems very 805.
Man.
Like, yeah. He likes the cool can design.
That matches the colors of my light bar.
Yep. He's seen people with stickers in their windows.
Oh, I got one of those stickers on my truck.
Yeah. He didn't know why he had that sticker on his truck before. Now he's like, oh, this is from the sticker.
It's a beer.
These are from the trucks, right?
So from what I'm getting from this, the brother, he's like, this is what a good beer tastes like. This is what you should drink. Mm-hmm. And Mikey's like, there is no saving you. Just drink an 805.
Yeah. Wow. Here.
So that's the difference of your, that's how much you guys
Mikey's
care about
got
people.
Bro family.
Let's bros.
All right. So here's a situation I was kind of in today, and I'm going to put you guys in this situation. So you're the beer aisle attendant at Whole Foods.
What a dream job.
You're just minding your own business, stocking the shelf. And a guy walks over with his girlfriend. And they're like, oh, what are we doing? And he's like, oh, no, they don't have it. And the girlfriend exclaimed, she was just like, oh, what beer were you looking for? And he's like, oh, it's a super rare beer. I wanted to see if they had any Pliny
super rare
in stock. So they didn't. And so the girlfriend at this point would be go over to you as you're just mindlessly stocking the shelf and be like, hey, so you guys don't have any Pliny. What else is cool for my husband? That's the situation you're in. What do you pick from your arsenal that you have left?
Damn it.
Ooh.
That's an oh crap moment.
This
you're
is
like,
a
oh
real,
crap.
Real serious question. Because there's a girl involved right now.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'll get you a Pliny. Like, oh, it's for my husband. We're all out. Sorry.
Yeah.
All out. Turns out we're out.
Turns out we're out.
But you said you'll give me one. I don't think I said that.
You didn't see anything. Well, I guess all that's left to... Well, not all that's left, but... I'll go with my new Belgian triple ale.
All right. Pliny's not available, so you get a new Belgium triple. Try this out.
Nowhere close to what it's supposed to taste like, meaning a Pliny, but I'm reserving my other choices for later in the game.
Ooh. All right.
I'm
Strategery.
I'm giving General Sherman because it's local.
Oh.
I'm imagining I'm in this Whole Foods.
Bro, you're not going to find Pliny around here. But if you want to be impressed with something local, here's a General Sherman. Mm-hmm. That's a valid response.
That's what I'm saying.
See, Mikey's just making him up.
Yeah, I wish he was actually playing along.
I'm playing.
I'm playing.
Write down your last two
I'm
beers.
Helping.
Okay. You'll play fairly.
I'm helping.
I'm special. Okay, Ralph.
I'm special. Okay, you, Ralphie.
Choose me.
That's good one, Ralphie. Lisa better like you.
This is good podcast.
Right. So, you ready?
Great. We melted his brain from making him think earlier. Wait,
What's happening? Oh, okay.
There's Doc plugging in the two extension cords right as the lightning bolts come in.
Got all the time in the world.
Ah, Marty! What are you guys doing? What are you guys up to?
Yeah.
You ready?
This is really complicated and a lot of ins and outs.
You only have to write down two now because
we've
played three hands already.
Three hands.
You just need to write down two beers.
Two beers.
That could be.
Just give us.
Two beers. Just
give us any number.
All that's coming to mind are bio beers. Keep flashing through my mind.
Any letter in the alphabet. It could be any letter.
Your mother.
It's Big Hat.
It's Big Hat.
Big Hat. It's funny. Yeah.
Okay. Same for those
okay.
of you at home. Feel free to leave us a message with what beers you would use in these situations.
Okay, I'm good.
All right. So a couple of weeks back, as soon as we got home from the podcast, the power was out in majority of Fresno. So the situation is the three of us are coming over here, and the power just clicks out. We've already ordered our Ubers. We're already in the car. We're already driving over. We have to commit to it. We know that we can't record a podcast.
Did your Uber lose power?
No. It was a Prius. It was a Prius, so it was fine.
Just checking.
It had its own power. So, mm-hmm,
you know. I see.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Electric cars, you know.
For some reason, Mikey extension forgot cord only to goes put
so far.
For some reason, Mikey forgot to put all the beers in the fridge except for one. And what is this beer that we are going to share for 2 hours while we just hang out here and the power does not come back on? What is that beer?
Narwhal.
Narwhal?
Oh.
Okay. Mikey had some narwhals rolling around the fridge.
Luponic distortion.
All right.
Mm.
That's also acceptable. So we hang out with luponic distortion and some narwhal. Those are decent beers. All right. So you just finished last scenario. I hope you saved the best one.
Oh, man.
You're really going to need this. It's real simple.
Okay.
Doesn't require much thinking. It's just what happened. So you made it out of the Total Wine.
Ah, good luck.
Yep. Yeah. Made it out of the Total Wine.
Do I have a box? Did they give me a box?
Yeah. That's part of the premise.
They got me a box.
So they give you a box.
Do you want a boxer?
It gets a little sweaty in the trunk, so you pick it up out of the trunk. You're making it down the driveway.
Sweaty.
You hear four crashes. Crash, 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 crash. There's only one beer left in your box. What is it?
Oh, no.
That's what you have to drink.
Drake's Kickback.
Ah! All right.
Founders all day.
Ooh. The all day again.
Look at that.
Came into play.
You guys both had a good sesh. Saved for the last.
Wow. Ding, ding, ding.
Nice.
I win.
How do you guys feel about your choices? Do you think everything kind of fits the bill? Was there...
I'd rethink the Uncle Frank beer, but otherwise, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, without knowing what situations were coming at you.
Once I caught up to the game, then I think I did all right.
All right.
Although, funny to me story. Luponic distortion. I know, right? That's
funny, dude.
I know. I went to two non-craft beer drinker gatherings this weekend.
I hate those.
And that is the beer I took to both of them. And I neither offended nor...
Impressed. It did its job.
Yes. So number nine... was seemed to be everywhere. Like, oh,
nine.
We're going there. So stop here real quick. See nine, what they nine, got.
Nine. Yep.
There it is.
I still see six and eight.
Ooh.
Pretty sure you could find some two and three.
Yeah. Challenge still stands. Full vertical, one through nine. Full
vertical.
But I must say it came in handy. Did the trick. Didn't look like too big of a beer nerd, so you didn't get that. What do you drink that for?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Mr. Beer Nerd. I'm over here drinking my Bud Light. Sorry.
Or worse, Michelob Ultra.
I don't think that's worse.
Oh, well then.
It's not, and it also is light on the calories, so.
Mm-hmm. See?
Get you drunk, and it's easy on the waistline. I'm
getting my abs in shape. That's when I drink.
Oh, which one are you working on this week?
Ab number four.
Nice.
It's looking pretty good. Just have one ab. Everything else is all flabby, but there's one there.
One ab. Overworked that one.
Those are the pics I send out of that one ab. Yeah, check this shit out. It's like, fuck, he's got abs. Oh yeah. There's a lot more where this one came from. This one is the one you want to look at, but
this is the one.
This is the one. More ab shots. Send me more ab shots. Sorry.
You get requests for ab shots.
Yep. All the time.
You might want to rethink your handle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know who the other people are. Just send me ab shots. All right. See what I can do. Can suck it in real good. Well, is that we good?
I think we're good.
We did all the things. We covered all our bases. Now it's time for the other people that listen to the show to do stuff for us. Also known as...
Original, huh?
Oh yeah. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network, which includes the Perfect Pour. And you can leave us a 3-minute voicemail, 3-minute or under voicemail, or you can send us one. You can record it on your phone and email it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, or you can just email us something. You don't have to reveal your voice. But, you know, it's an audio format, this podcasting, so it's usually more fun when we can hear what the listeners are doing, what you are up to in your drinking area or house where you're getting loaded. Let's hear what these people are up to.
Hello, Perfect Pour. This is Janine.
Woo-hoo. And Colin.
Say hi.
What's up, big man?
What's up?
Hi.
What's up, bro?
We just finished at Four Noses, our 4-year anniversary party.
It was fucking awesome, by the way.
Which, wow, if we had that Google map that you guys were talking about, we would totally put that on as
that
a
was
must
on. We talked
stop
about that on the
if
tailgate.
If you're in Colorado, you have to go to Four Noses.
Yep.
Yes.
We awesome. Need to get back to awesome brewery. Anyways, things we wanted to talk about.
So we're gonna talk about Floor Steve being the first voicemailer. Congratulations.
Yeah.
The email voicemail?
I'm calling you out on that. I think we were the first.
I think it was him.
I think it was us.
No, it was him.
Yeah, we were the first V-mail, whatever. Email voice.
We can call it a V-mail. That's kind of funny.
V-mail.
I think that Florida Steve and I should wrestle an alligator for who gets to win this one.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Because I can wrestle an alligator, I guess, as long as I get his face shut fast. I don't know.
Okay.
Face shut.
And the Lafalie.
Shut your face, alligator.
If we can find it for you, we'll get it for you. We love Lafalie.
We do. And so the regular Lafalie is now going for $10 a bottle, which it was usually $20. And they're going to rebrand it, and it's going to come out with a new bottle, a cork and cage. It should be good. I imagine it's probably going to be the same beer.
It was cookie cakes.
One of my first favorite.
And ever. By the way, we're driving.
They're Ubering.
I'm riding.
You're
anyways, we're not driving anymore. We're riding.
That's it.
It's a red shape.
We're gonna go on a brewery bus tour tonight.
Oh, we are. We're gonna
another
go
another one.
a beer and comedy
tour.
That
wind. It's windy there.
It should be fun.
I guess I'm not going to
go. I wanted to ask you guys, though, about... I heard about a Star Wars burlesque show going on in California.
Wow.
And I wanted to know if you guys were interested in this, number one.
Number one.
Number two, where are you guys going?
You know what's
Artie went
Leia, when she
super
did her
hot.
Naked titty dance. I know she had her titties covered.
She didn't have a naked titty.
Well, but she was in front of
Boba Fett. She was with
that Han Solo was in the ice, dude. He couldn't see her doing her dance.
I know.
So he couldn't tell her.
But when she
couldn't be like, I'm naked, and he couldn't
see. She didn't really do a dance. You're thinking of you're thinking of the Twilight.
This is Nick's week. So Nick.
Oh crap.
Nick, your alter ego.
Time to go to the bathroom.
Is Han Solo.
What?
Because you have perfect timing with your line, and you're just like an everyday dude that people can relate to, and people want you to win.
They
you know,
do?
Like I just think you're totally Han Solo. What do you?
That's pretty good. That's enough.
Never play anything more.
Pretty good one to be.
That's
Emilio Estevez
in the Breakfast Club. Yeah, no, not him. Han Solo. He's Han Solo.
So my alter ego for Han Nick Solo. Is that Nick is his own alter ego.
What?
No doubt about it. The man always has a perfect thing to say every
it's
time.
Amazing.
There's no need to express another character for him. He's just he's solid. Nick's always got the funniest thing to do. Oh, by the way, my favorite quote probably ever from Nick was when you guys were talking about Stone, and he said that Greg Stone was going to be in the back wearing a fake beard, complaining over his real beard, complaining about... I even forget what it was. So, Nick, you are your own...
Fake beard over his real beard.
I totally dig you, dude. Thanks.
We appreciate all three of you, I think is the bottom line.
Totally.
What do
and,
we do?
Yeah. So you guys are awesome. But we do want to challenge Florida Steve to say that we were the first... Email man. Or
somebody
voicemail.
Do some research.
Anyway, so keep up the good work and stuff.
No, just guys. Ice.
Oh man, it's working. It's working so perfectly.
Oh, sorry, you got the full version.
It's a gamble.
I don't purposely do anything. I let it let it happen.
All right, I need a moment. I'm gonna go.
You get to be Han Solo.
Cry in the
it's
fridge.
Fair.
I'm gonna go cry in the fridge for
not
a minute.
Fair. Nick.
I'm sorry.
Hey guys, it's John from Long Beach.
What's up, John?
LBJ, if you will. Long Beach John.
Ooh, you're Long Beach rep, just checking in.
Long Beach
in.
Compton.
I am
Long Beach Lakewood. Long Beach Signal Hill.
On my way into work, so fighting rush hour traffic while I'm driving and listening to the podcast, this current episode, and I heard XL call in and talk about his trip to Detroit, which I got to say, thanks. That's basically just laid out my whole trip for me. I've been putting off doing some of the research and kind of dreading doing that. I kind of like winging it, but that can be problematic just showing up in a town without doing any sort of research. So I've been putting it off, but this is a good starting off point for me. So I really appreciate it. Thanks, XL. I'm looking forward to the Jolly Pumpkin tap room. I've heard a lot about them. They actually did a collaboration beer with Monkish that was really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they're all about when I get there. And I guess this airs on the current new episode or whichever episode this is on, I'll actually be in Detroit. So I might leave another voicemail along the way to kind of see, let you guys see how things are going. I don't know when the cutoff is for
it's
that exactly, so
it
may actually end up the week after. But
you can hear the
at any rate, I will keep you abreast of my travels and adventures. And as always, you do a good job. We really appreciate what you guys do. It's a lot of fun. And, as always, keep up the good work, guys.
If you run into Haley Mayo down there in Long Beach, let her know I say hi.
Oh.
Haley Mayo.
Haley Mayo's running around there.
Yep.
Does she go into breweries at all?
Sometimes.
Oh.
She's
Does she go into beach?
Recent Fresno transplant to Long Beach. So.
Okay. I saw recently, this week, there's a brewery in Signal Hill, which is, there's this little natural hill in between Lakewood and Long Beach. Called Signal Hill. I used to be able to see it from my bedroom when we lived in a rented a two-story house. I could see the Long Beach Airport and Signal Hill. It just made me, when he was talking, I was like, oh, I used to sit in, you know, before I drink beer when I was a high schooler, just look out my window.
Listen to the sounds.
You know, look at the Long Beach Airport.
Why weren't you on your iPhone?
What's an iPhone?
What's an iPhone?
You know, did you watch the time go right out the window?
I had magazines and the window to look out. and a radio, a clock radio. That was going on. What? That was happening in my room.
But I have all those in my iPhone. Why weren't you just choosing your iPhone?
I don't know. That's weird. Why wouldn't I do that? Yeah, it doesn't make sense now.
That's weird.
Does it?
Can't believe it.
That's weird.
That's weird. Say weird.
Why are you putting an H in everything?
Hello, Perfect Pour. This is Janine.
And Colin.
Uh-oh.
Say hi.
What's up, big man?
Wait, how did that happen? The same one.
We just finished at 400.
It said new.
New beer.
I don't know, bro. See, it's there. It's there twice. They sent it twice.
Uh-oh. They're trying to trick us.
You guys.
Cheeky monkeys.
Well, hello, Perfect Pour. It's Florida Steve. What's going on, guys?
What the hell's going on back there, Florida Steve?
We should ask you. Here in Florida from subtropical storm Alberto. We finally got some clear skies.
Dude, leave that kid alone.
Enjoying some good beer.
You think the tropical storm's
so
still
far
happening?
I've had a Sweetwater Going Coastal IPA. And then
had it.
I'm enjoying a caramel latte.
Had it.
And then what was the other one I had? Oh yeah, that's right. I had some Clown Shoes Bubble Farm IPA, which is very good IPA. But yeah, we're sort of drying out here in Florida. We've had nonstop rain for about 4 days now, so. Finally, the skies are starting to clear and the rain has stopped. So, but that's all I got, guys. And yeah, keep up the great work. Grand Poobah signing out. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Quiet those kids down.
Hey, kid! Hey,
no.
I'm trying to talk to the poop boy right now. Hey, shut up! Stop playing. I'm calling a podcast, okay?
You don't know what that is, but I do because I'm bona fide. Damn it. Damn kids.
Good for nothing.
I didn't ask for this. This is thrust upon me.
I'm the paraphernalia.
I'm the paraphernalia.
Hey guys, it's Bobby from Whidbey Island, Washington, without Carly. She is up in Whistler with a couple of friends who decided to fly up for the Memorial Day weekend.
Bachelor in it.
And, they're going up to Whistler and
get ripped. Just
Whistler.
Having a good time without me, pretty much. Which means I am at home and I am flying solo and I am babysitting. That's right. I've been here for the last 3 days with my 2-year-old daughter. And we've been having a great old time. It's finally sunny up here in Washington. We went outside, let the dogs run around and stuff like that. Took her to a Seattle Sounders game, which is a soccer team up here. And I don't know if they're in the same league as the new soccer team guys have there.
Well, the Fresno Foxes, whatever you want to call them. AAA. But,
we had a really good time there. Got to sip on some Manny's Pale Ale, which is by Georgetown, which is one of the big breweries of Washington, at least Western Washington. But I wanted to call and ask you guys a question of what do you want, not what do you think, what do you want the next beer trend to be? Ooh. And Nick, it cannot be clear IPAs because that's already been a trend.
Man.
No one's talked about it as much as the New England or hazies, but it's already been a trend. So what do you want the beer trend to be? Because in my opinion, and I don't know why, it's a very unpopular opinion, I want the next trend to be Brett IPAs, which is Brettomyces introduced.
Dear God.
IPAs, Brettomyces, I'm not sure if I'm even pronouncing that right, but it's a bacteria introduced into an IPA.
It's a very unpopular opinion.
Yep.
I've been digging them. Really funky. Not so much sour. There's actually a small brewery opening up here, maybe like 15, 20 minutes away. That's all they do. They just do wild fermentation and stuff like that. So I'm very excited about that. So let me know. What do you guys want the next beer trend to be? And always keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work, guys. What's your next beer trend?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think milkshake IPAs, have they already been a trend? Have they done enough to be a trend? They're trending now. Mm-hmm. But I want to see more milkshake. I got one.
Okay.
Hoppy goes. Yep.
That's interesting. So double the dry hops.
Yeah.
But it's still got that tartness to it?
No, wait. That's not what I want. Nick, you go.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Quick, got to pick something. I want...
I meant Hoppy Kolsch.
Hoppy Kolsch.
That's what I meant, not Ghost.
There you go.
Hoppy Kolsch.
I want more coffee brown ales.
Coffee brown ales. All right. You want coffee brown ales to be the trend.
Yeah. I like coffee stouts, but I want a little bit lighter body with the coffee-ness.
All right. Matt doesn't want any trends.
Porters. Straight up.
Straight porters. Trending. Porters trending. Wow.
No adjuncts.
Damn adjuncts.
But that'd be the same as clear IPA. It's already happened.
Well, porters. But porters have never trended.
They've never had their...
Come on. Jeez.
Come on.
We figured it out. And we move on. Because that's what we do.
Hey guys, this is Paul from Houston.
Oh, no.
I guess I'm your unofficial Houston rep now, as far as I understand it.
Houston.
Anyway, it's a Nick Smolskin. I wanted to give you guys a update on my trip to Toronto, Montreal, and also went to Chicago for a couple of days. So thought I'd tell you about some of the beers I was caught drinking while I was there. So started actually in Chicago and got to actually have some Three Floyds, which is not from Chicago, but we don't get it down here in Texas, so I had to take an opportunity to have some Three Floyds while I was there, including the Zombie Dust Pale Ale, which was amazing. Lives up to the hype. I don't know if you guys have had it on the show. I can't remember, but it's a really good beer.
We have.
Highly recommend it. To go to Revolution Brewery while I was there, which was a really cool spot, and tried their O'Hare Oatmeal Stout. Which was really enjoyable, especially because it was cold and rainy while I was there. Then we went to Toronto, and while I was there, I got to go to a brewery called Bellwoods, which was a really cool space, kind of an indoor-outdoor industrial space, just a little quirky, and sat right up at the bar and got to try a couple of different things. The beer was really good. I had a hoppy saison, the name of which escapes me, but it was very good. Definitely recommend that place, Bellwoods Brewery. And then also got to go to a place called Bandit Brewery, which had some of the best marketing signage that I've ever seen in a brewery. It's all Bandit, aka raccoon based, because the unofficial
trash panda
not smoking the bandit raccoon.
Trash panda.
So everything was raccoon related, except for the names, which were just very bizarre but also funny. So I got to try a Farmed and Dangerous Saison, which was really good, as well as a stout called Stouty McStoutface, which made me laugh a little bit. So both of those places were definitely recommended. And then finally, we got to go to Montreal.
Nick wishes he
while I was there, I went to a brewery called Du Sayel. And I apologize for my terrible mispronunciation. Did not realize how French Montreal was, but it's all French-speaking. And so got to basically feel like I was in Europe for a couple of days. And along with that, they have a lot of great French and Belgian-type breweries there. And including this Dudu Ciel. They had some Belgian beers there. Also went to another brewery called Benelux and had a couple of Belgian beers there as well. So, had a really great trip. Lots of good beer everywhere we went, unsurprisingly, and would highly recommend going to any of those three cities for some beer-cationing. So, anyway, guys, that's all I have for today. Keep up the great work. Bye.
I really like to do the Montreal one.
Montreal.
Guys. Guys. We have no beer. We have no beer.
Crack-a-lackin'.
Crack one of those open. Let you decide.
And Nick gets to decide.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Eel Circle calling in. And Guess what? I am leaving a voicemail, and I'm emailing it.
Yeah.
So,
sounds good.
It seems Google Voice does not like to accept full-length conversations. The Grand Poobah of Florida, Florida Steve, got cut off. Scotty B, the Fresno rep, he got cut off. So, it seems that leaving a voicemail and emailing it is the way to go. And plus, the sound quality is much better. So, I was out and about yesterday in Monrovia, California, to pick up a few things for the Fontana Gym Invitational this upcoming Saturday.
Ooh, Fontana Gym Invitational.
And I stopped by Pacific Plate, and I stopped by Hop Secret out there in Monrovia and picked up 9 16-ounce cans. So
only nine?
Went in there and asked them, you know, if they had any crawlers, and they said, we do. I'm like, hey, can I get a mixed 4-pack? They're like, yeah, we can fill it up for you. So I got some mixed 4-packs of some 16-ounce cans. You know, a little bit of variety right there. And my question to you guys is, what do you guys think on the 16-ounce crowler versus the 32-ounce crowler? My take is these mixed 4-packs are the way to go. You get 4 different beers. You can share them by yourself, or you can share them with friends.
I'm sharing with myself.
Let me know what you guys think on that topic.
I'm sharing.
And keep up the good work.
I didn't do that. That was him.
Wow. Wait a minute. Sons of bitches.
Well done. Well done, sir.
But I got a little crazy with their own soundboard.
Well done. I like that. I need more of that.
Well, funny you should mention 16-ounce crowlers as we just opened one right
wow.
now.
Wow. Is that what you would call this?
That is hand-canned crowler style by our own buddy. Zach's Brewing.
Zach's Brewing. This is the Hanamakai.
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 The Hot Hawaiian.
The Hot Hawaiian.
This is the pineapple something something.
Pineapple. It's like a spicy pineapple pizza.
Spicy pepper, pineapple pizza.
It's a peppery pineapple.
Does have heat to it. Does have pineapple.
I think it's a goza. I think it's a goza.
Yeah, that does taste like a goza.
Pete, what is your beer? Pete and yep. Michelle, let us know.
Friends of Tioga and Matt and Steven.
And yourselves. They know who you are.
They know who I am, but they know you guys better.
What? What's happening?
They're local regulars at the downtown brewery scene.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a beer made for one of them.
Mm. Nice. You think this will be for sale one day?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
I believe this will be a regular.
Oh.
In rotation.
It is spicy.
But, yeah, so
I'm getting some burn.
Steven has been toying with the ideas. Crowler machine has capability to do all sizes.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, he got the good kind.
It's all adapters.
And so this is one of his 16-ounce crowlers.
So you don't... If I'm getting a crowler, I'm probably not getting 16 ounces, though. If I'm going to go ahead and get my
full
crowler, bro.
Full allotment?
Sometimes I want to... Like, there's a cherry sour on at work. That'd be perfect for a 16-ounce. We wouldn't need a 32.
No, this is true. Yeah, they're more personal, I guess, if I'm just... But yeah, if I want one for one night, I can handle a crowler by myself.
Man, this
now you're just bragging.
Yeah, this makes me want pizza.
I can add a crowler.
I'm surprised Mikey's has not cringed yet.
Is Pablo still open? Can we get some
Uber Eats?
Yeah, this does give me, like, I've had some jalapenos on my pizza.
Would this beer make you put pineapple on
chili
pizza?
Pepper flake, no. Pineapple, a little bit of ranch.
Yeah, the chili pepper flake. That's what I'm getting. Always with the Zach's beer. It's a good, damn good beer. Well, we got to do some work on this one.
Literally, the perfect pour, a.k.a. M&M's. That's it. If you get it, that's good. If you don't, oh, well, Holmes. Just kidding. That's it. Hey, Matt, I apologize.
Oh, shit. I didn't think would go away.
What? I didn't give you superpowers last weekend because I figured you didn't deserve them, eh?
Whatever.
Because you're fucking handsome, man. A guy with glasses handsome and a dope-ass beard, and you carry yourself very well, and you don't need superpowers, that's it. If I had a wingman like you, eh, I'd probably never get married, eh? I just have fun. Ah, orale, Holmes. I'm just kidding. You don't need superpowers, that's it. I know how you feel, eh? I'm getting over my head, but yeah. Orale, Holmes. That's your superpower. You just got good looks, eh? Nick, it's your turn, correct? Orale, Nick.
Ole.
You're like the grown-ass version of Jimmy Neutron, Holmes.
What?
You got that dope hairstyle. You're smart, Holmes. You got a cool-ass dog. I think you got two. Jimmy Neutron's got that dope-ass dog. And I think you got two. So you top Jimmy Neutron.
Yes.
Holmes. So there you go. You're fucking our Jimmy Neutron. I say, orale. Reason being why I really called, Holmes, two beers up for grabs. Fill in the blank contest on Untappd. Make sure you go and follow me on Chew Your Beer on Untappd so you can have an opportunity to win. Two beers went up for grabs. Bacon and eggs and... Let me get a drum roll. Chocotazo.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm giving up a bottle one of my chocotazos. Luckily, I still have a few bottles left that I've been cellaring. So the winner for the chocotazo is between two people. I really fell in love with their answers. So Joanna Martinez and fucking Bobby Diesel, home. So I'll let you guys choose the winner. I can't figure out who I like. I love both of their answers. So please pick a winner for me. And then also for the bacon and eggs, fill in the blank. I DM'd all three of you. So, I slid into your DMs, homie.
What?
Like that. That's it. So I sent you some pictures that say of the
no man
the fill-in,
that's
the
a setup
blanks with all the entries. Go ahead and read those, and I'll let you guys pick the winner for the bacon and eggs fill in the blank contest. And for the chocotazo, please help me out and pick the real winner. And you know, just because I'm a bad motherfucker, Holmes, second runner up on the chocotazo version will get a prize too, Holmes. So just because I love
nobody
answers,
leaves
empty-handed. I want you guys to pick the main winner between Joanna Martinez on tap. She's AKA Joanna, and Bobby Diesel. Bobby Diesel cracked me up, but Joanna, you hit home, girl. So you know, you guys pick, and the winners we'll find out Friday, and I'll hit you guys up. And for the Chocotazo, the second runner up, I'll get a hold of you. And you'll get maybe a little prize from Chew Your Beer, maybe like a slab of meat, of a pork meat or something. Nah, I'm just kidding, Holmes. I'll hook you up with something. That's it. This is Chew Your Beer, and I'm out. That's it. Oh, hope your Memorial Weekend was awesome. Dorktown was amazing. Get Off My Podcast was amazing, but Mikey dropped the ball on two Easter eggs, so I won't say it.
Maybe
he'll
say
fix
all
that.
The Easter eggs, Chew.
That's about it, man.
God.
It was a Dorktown Network week, man. I really loved it. That's about it. I'm out. I'm past my 33-minute mark. Love you guys. Peace out.
Love you too, Chew.
I have to watch your homes.
I have to watch your homes. Sounds so personal. He's doing it on an email.
Mm.
All right, so here's the bacon and eggs one. In case you're new to the show, Chew Your Beer on his Untappd. Chew Your Beer. Find him on Untappd. He does a contest where you fill in he does sort of a Mad Lib thing on when he checks into a beer. And, you know, once in a while, like, I think he usually does it once a week. Sometimes not every week, but usually once a week. And then you, in the comment section, you fill in the blanks like a Mad Lib style, and then he picks the best one, and he'll send you a beer when he picks the best one. So here's his bacon and eggs one. I like my eggs, blank, and bacon, blank. But when it comes to blank, put that blank on my blank and blank my blank.
Oh, man.
So here are our choices, guys. This is from Jay Crossweight. I like my eggs runny and my bacon chewy, but when it comes to sausage, put that meaty goodness on my pizza and shove it in my mouth.
Woo.
Solid.
Innuendo AF.
Rad Mike, Michael Radzi one. I like my eggs and on top and my bacon on the bottom, but when it comes to sex, put that on my chest and kick my ass.
Shit.
Wow, Rad Mike. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Al Green. Oh, we're going to be hearing from Al Green later on in the show. I like my eggs scrambled and my bacon crispy, but when it comes to breakfast, put that porter on my radar and fill my pint. Then from Jimmy Ortiz, I like my eggs over medium and my bacon crispy, but when it comes to grandma's, put that chorizo on my papas and that salsa on my huevos.
Whoa. That'll tingle.
Wow. And last one from Colton Albertson. I like my eggs hard and my bacon flabby, but when it comes to breakfast, put that meat on my tongue and blow my mind. All right. I still like the Jay Crossweight, the first one. We're going with that.
We're going with that. Are we picking this one?
Yeah. Okay, this is the one we got to choose between two here. It's between Joanna and Bobby D. So it's the Choco Tasso. This is very important. This is a super rare beer. This is a exclusive to the Perfect Pour beer. This is one he made it at a brewery in LA where you can go in and make your own beer. And then Zach's Brewing made one too. Our own Zach's Brewing made a Choco Tasso, and this one is a Choco Tasso that Zach's Brewing made. So super rare beer. This is pretty important. The statement is Choco Tasso blank. What does it mean to you? So you got to fill in what it means to you. Joanne says Choco Tasso means to me when your mom hits you with her
Chonka sandal.
Oh, with their chonkia?
Chonka.
All right. Except it's a chocolate chonka. Choco Tasso means to me when your mom hits you with her chonka, except it's a chocolate chonka. And then Bobby Diesel's is, Choco Tasso means I stumbled into the wrong hood again, but the beer kept me from running away.
Damn.
This is tough, too. You're right.
I'm going Bobby D.
Bobby D. Nick?
I'm going to go AKA Joanne.
Oh, man.
Tiebreaker.
Decide it.
Tiebreaker.
I'm going to go with Bobby D.
Bobby D.
I don't know why. Good. They're both very good.
Because he's right. I mean, if the beer's good.
That's correct.
You're not going to leave.
Choco Tasso. Man, that's special. Good. Congratulations on the Choco Tasso.
Congrats.
Congrats on that Choco Tasso. That is a rare beer.
You really did it.
Man. I want some more Choco Tasso. I sure hope Zax is going to actually make that where I can have a Choco Tasso during normal business hours at Zax. Oh,
nice.
We'll be able to retire at that point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not for money, but just like we did it.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Not driving.
Uh-oh.
So to make sure that my voicemail doesn't get cut off, I'm doing it by email.
That's
so
a trend.
There's a couple things that I meant to do that got cut off. I'm going to do both of those things, okay?
Cut off things aren't good.
Yeah, cutoff things aren't good. That's Stevie Z with me.
Hey, guys.
Stevie Z. All right, so first, about the Sunbird song. It's so hard to define. It's so hard all the time. It's so hard. That's what I did, but it got cut off. It got cut off even though it's hard. It's not good.
You ruined the show.
Thanks. All right, and the next thing is I wanted to ask you guys, have you ever had anything from the Electric Brewing Company? Because I had little green nugs. And they were pretty tasty little nugs, I must say. But I haven't had anything else from them. Have you guys had anything from the Electric the Brewing there. Company?
It's a lot.
Come on.
You got anything to say, Stevie Z?
No.
Yeah, I guess you don't have anything to say. All right, well, keep up the great work. And I'm not driving.
Enjoy the brews. I sent some brews with Nick. Hopefully you guys get to...
brews?
He forgot that.
Plural?
There's a special brew in there with pineapple for me.
Oh, yeah. Mikey would love a pineapple brew. Oh, speaking of brews.
I like it.
Mikey, I noticed that you liked my comment on Instagram when I said I was going to visit Revision. I said, I love their brews. And then I tagged you. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
I think it's fun.
Stop saying brews.
And I'm loud. All right. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thank
Drinking,
you.
Not driving.
Right,
bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Oh, my God. Scotty B. Steven said brews.
What?
We only have one beer here, Nick.
I was afraid if I brought all of them, we wouldn't get to the one we're supposed to get to because we have so much other beer.
All right.
Withholding.
As long as there's a thought process involved.
I can make sure you get other brews from Zach's if you need them.
Give me those brews because I love the brews. All right. Those are the email voicemail segment. This is traditional voicemail segment.
What up, fellas? It's Single Cam. I'm hoping you can hear me good enough. I have you on Bluetooth in my Ford Edge, and I gotta say a big fuck you to Ford because their rear defrost element supposedly has a recall, and apparently I never got that notice. But the defrost element shorted out. My fucking rear window blew out yesterday. Oh. Scariest shit ever. Loud as hell. Anyways, I hope it isn't too airy. I hope you can even hear me. Anyway,
he's got no back window
here.
Right now.
Hoppy libations. Whenever you are in this area, if you do get in this area, feel free to reach out to me. I believe we're friends on Untapped. I know the wife and I would love to meet up with you. Be a good time. You never get it. Other than that, guys, it's a short and sweet week for me. I don't have a whole ton going on for Memorial Weekend. I have a good assortment of beer, so I'll probably be trying to stay around the house and getting stuff done. And I do want to clarify, I don't hate the Twin Cities. I try to stay away because I have an issue trying to find a place to park, people scanning, not getting a place to seat, you know, yourself when you're trying to drink. It's just annoying to me. But, hey, it's hard to deny that the Twin Cities is a great beer, so... Anyways, just wanted to clarify. Hope you guys have a safe Memorial Weekend and keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Just phoning that one in, aren't you?
Just phoning it in.
Can't even push the button.
No, I can't even push the button.
Guys.
I was over in a different section. I couldn't do it, man.
Sure.
Couldn't do it.
So there, Paul's, okay. Moment of silence.
Now you have to do it.
I like that. Simple call. Hey, rep checking in. Get at me.
Rep here. Checking in. I hope you're pushing that Perfect Pour product.
Hey, Perfect Pour, a.k.a. Joanne here. I just want to give a little update that went camping this weekend. More towards East Mass, and went to a liquor store there, And it looks like we finally got another Modern Times beer. We got Orderville.
Nice.
Now I'm at.
So good.
This can that I had gotten was from, or it was canned on 320. And it was fresh still enough. Good, but I could just imagine how good it was fresh. It must have been pretty awesome. Another thing is, I just want to say cheese to Janine. Because for some reason, every time this checks in on Untapped on my phone, it pops up. I'm always like, Janine! Every time. I don't even know why. So, cheese, Janine. But I think that's pretty much it. I'm excited. Hopefully, we'll get some more Modern Times. That would be super sweet. Like, if we got some more
Modern Times.
Right now, we only have two. That's it.
Some Modern Times out there. Get some Modern Times out there in Florida.
Florida. No, she's northern.
Oh, wait. Where is she at?
That's AK Joanne.
Right? I just assume all our reps are
they're all from... If you're not from California, you're in Florida.
You're in Florida.
I love gold.
It's an M. M state.
Massachusetts.
Yes, correct. You are correct, sir. I don't know if you need more than Orderville in a can.
Yeah, you're good.
Life is good.
Newbie.
Unless you haven't had blackouts
the
yet.
Table from left to right of your podcast. Now, it's got a special note on it. I think Nick probably needs to read it. I feel like it's Nick beer.
Are you saying I can't rage?
Yeah. I was trying to cover
the
up for you.
The worst part is I never learned how to read.
Never learned how to read.
Is that true?
Trying to help you out, Matt. Jeez.
I'm capable of things, okay?
Don't you say
I'm smart. Whoa, we got butt dialed.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody from the 559 butt dialed us.
Oops, sorry.
Damn it, Nick. Don't butt dial us.
The only line I could see is very thick. You got to get the right emphasis on the correct syllable.
What is this?
Collaboration. Ooh, Weltwerks. Und Mikrofon Brewing. Branded flannel. What was the guy from Tool Time? Oh, crap.
Oh,
Al Borland?
Al Borland. It looks like Al Borland's shirt.
Oh, yeah, his help.
Branded flannel. Milk stout brewed with lactose, cocoa puffs, cereal, and maple syrup.
Wow. Donated to the show by our Colorado reps, Colin and Janine.
And our handwritten note from them says, this is made with cocoa puffs and is very thick. Shake or roll as much as you dare.
Had me till syrup.
Oh, had yeah, me at syrup. This room, oh my gosh.
I like it.
It
I like
you smell that coming.
All the other flavors. All the other flavors, fine.
But the syrup, you're not liking?
Just, I don't like syrup in beer.
I don't think so, Tim.
You don't like it?
No, I do like it. I just wanted to say that line because nobody else was throwing me a bone over here.
And a final voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. Paul here. Calling at the 11th hour with a quick or game.
We already played a game.
You ready? Okay, here it goes.
All right, game's over.
Billy Ocean or Billy Idol?
Oh.
Quick thing about Billy Ocean. You know how in Caribbean Queen it says, Caribbean Queen, and we're sharing the same dream. I used to think he said, and we're sharing nuts and dreams. But right. No, I really
we're sharing the tender.
Anyway,
nuts
all right. Next round of the Or game.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Squire,
Billy Ocean,
or Billy Joel.
Okay,
Billy Joel. All right,
mull that one over, you guys. Keep up the good work. Cheers. Oh,
just a double.
Cheers. Billy.
Okay, I'm gonna go Ocean and Squire.
I say Ocean and Joel. That's what I say.
I'm on same wavelength of ocean. I don't know about the other two.
Now, everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then stout's the word. Yeah.
Caribbean Queen. You mean this is not Kenny Rogers?
This is not Kenny Rogers.
She's simply awesome.
What were the other two options?
Was it
matter?
Squire or
Squire or Joel? Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat this.
Wait, there's a fourth one we're missing. Billy Ocean.
It was Billy Ocean or Billy Idol.
Idol. Billy Squire or Billy Joel. Okay. You're listening to the Craft Beer Podcast, The Perfect Pour.
Get down. Up coming up next.
Get up later. We're going to be hearing from Carter out there. She's out there at a Bank of America. They're having a great, great time out there at Bank of America to find out what's going on there. But right now, we got some Billy Squire coming at you on the Perfect Pour.
Had to take off the restrictor plate. It's kind of illegal. Keep it on the down low.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a bit, took me back, Billy Squire.
I'm confident in my choices.
Oh no, no, not gonna play Billy Joel. That's fine.
Play piano man.
Play piano man.
We're only '80s only. Joel.
Play piano man. She
called me. Catalina fucking wine mixer.
Catalina fucking wine mixer. Now, way to bring us down, Billy Joel. She can kill with a smile. Now, I take my Billy Joel back.
She can ruin your face. Billy Squire.
Squire by default.
Squire. But don't forget this classic.
What the hell is this? This is from Rocky V. Oh. We did not start the fire, sir.
80s only Joel cover band, sir.
It was always burning. Okay?
Man, that's my favorite Green Day song.
Thanks, everyone, for calling us and emailing us, all the things. We really appreciate.
Green Day got soft.
Really appreciate all the content you guys give
people
us.
People thought they started the fire.
We needed it.
And they had to let them know we didn't start the fire.
Just so you know, we didn't start the fire. It was always burning.
So you know.
It was always
since
burning.
Since the world's been turning.
Oh, really? Always? Yes. We walked in, it was already burning.
They just let the motherfucker burn.
She was like, I'm gonna burn this down. I was like, you better not. You better not. It's a Jack Black movie. References.
Apparently Pick a Destiny.
Not one tangent.
Has a part two coming.
Wow. That's important. That's important. Beers to look out for, some beer releases happening around our area and maybe around yours. Matt, are you looking out for stuff?
So today is Friday because we record the show live.
Right.
On Fridays.
As you're listening to it.
So Silva Stout 2018 edition is dropping today. Limited. A dish.
It's back and he has all control.
So 8 days after its release, I'll be headed to the Central Coast, and I'm probably going to stop by Silva Brewing and probably cry to myself because no bottles will be left.
Bottles?
Maybe there'll be an industry stash.
Interesting. No, they'll probably be like, get lost, kid.
Hey, get out of here.
Everybody's industry.
Don't tell them you're from the Perfect Bar.
Yeah, one time I brought them beer. I mean, super nice people that work there, but they're like, yeah, we literally had buckets of beer. Like, they were going to have, like, a meeting. And they're like, yeah, but we literally have 5-gallon buckets of people that drop off beer. And I was like, oh, I feel dumb. They're like, well, we'll put yours at the top. I was like, thanks.
I'm sure you will.
Joke is, they start at the bottom.
You're all, can I just take some of those off your hands?
Yeah. I was like, anything, there's any Plinies are in there that you don't want to get around to.
Yeah, can I just pick through them?
Right. So, so I'm looking out for some Silva Stout.
Oh, man, that's a good one to look out for.
I think I'd be, I think I'm the kind of guy that could enjoy one of those. I
feel like the kind of guy can enjoy a Silva Stout. Whoa. Mic
broken.
I don't know how to work one of these traditional mic stands. Damn it.
We try in different mic stands.
But you know what?
Try and negate the table noise.
Have you noticed the table noise?
You did start the fire. I think you did start the fire, but okay.
I didn't.
Who am I?
I don't have any evidence that you started it.
We didn't start the fire.
Oh. You're trying to say it was always burning. Okay. Nick.
Hello.
Beers to look out for, release now or soonish or later. It doesn't matter.
My second favorite Green Day song.
So it's a collab. Other Half Brewing plus Cellar Maker equals spaghetti and meatballs.
Uh-oh.
No, sorry.
It better taste like spaghetti meatballs.
Spicy meatballs.
The spicy meatballs.
The spicy meatballs.
What the hell kind of style is that?
Double IPA. Huh. Did you see that coming? No, nope. I don't think so.
You threw me off, bro.
Spicy meatballs.
It's a spicy meatball.
Yes, please.
All right.
I like it.
What else?
2018 Silver Stout. Silva Stout. You ever heard of that?
Never heard of it.
No? Oh, you should hear it.
You would think somebody on this show would have talked about it.
Oh, it's breaking news. I mean,
yeah.
I have an inside source.
Silver Stout. I haven't heard of this.
I have an inside source over here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, well, breaking news to you.
Breaking news to me.
He's gonna get there like 9 days late. He's not gonna get any. You're not gonna get. You're not gonna see. So
I'd be very shocked if he's like, "Oh, we still have a couple balls left." I'd be like, "What?
Yeah, put them in my bag."
Ba-ba. I wonder how much he's gonna give to San Diego. Son of a bitch!
You think there's gonna be a relief fund from Green Flash?
San Diego gets everything.
Yeah, now we get Hetty Topper too.
Fuck you! Get every damn beer.
Had it.
If San Diego Beer Talk starts opening those Silva Stouts, I'm going to be pissed off.
Oh, man. It's messed up.
3BZ, don't want to hear it.
San Diego. You get all the beers that are brewed there, and then all the important beers that are made across the country, you get those too. Fuck off.
If I hear the session gets a hold of one of these goddamn things, I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah. Right by Fresno. Zoom.
Yep, zoom. They're all, huh? Fresno. Who's that?
Oh, they know who we are.
Oh, they know.
They know.
Damn yokels that go in there all the time. Where are you from, Fresno? We're from Fresno.
Where can we sign your guest book?
I'm signing a guest book.
Whatever. Love Fresno.
We're the best customers.
That's right. We never complain.
Nope.
Always not tip well.
Complainers, tippers, and we don't complain.
Give you a big tip.
Mm-hmm. We're diverse as fuck. beer to look out for, field work.
I've heard of them.
Centennial is dead because it's got the Oregon Trail label. You know, that computer game.
Oh, you've died of dysentery.
Yes, that game. It's got that. That label, but it says Centennial is dead instead of you died of dysentery.
Centennial is an old world hop.
I'm not a big Centennial fan, but the label by.
Nor should you be.
and Fieldwork changed their logo. Have you guys noticed this?
Of course.
I'm not a fan. Yeah, I'm not
totally
a fan.
Up to date on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan. Although
Googling right now.
Googling new logo.
Don't mind me.
I'm not doing anything with my phone on the internet.
Tick, 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 tick.
Although I have seen it in t-shirt form. And Jake from State Farm, I saw him and he had a t-shirt of the new look and it looked cool on a t-shirt. But I think in general, I don't like it better than their original logo. It's just cursive. It's just real basic cursive.
Cursive.
Super basic cursive. And then the label is just flat. Like the label behind it is just flat. And there's nothing.
Yep. I'm going old logo.
It's like the most sparse logo you can have. So
they look like
old logo's better.
Winery now.
Yeah. Don't like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
The old logo's better.
But it's sorry. Eating crackers.
Sometimes change is not good.
You don't eat crackers in your own bed?
Oh, Lord, no.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
What? Crunchy, crunchy.
You can't sleep the rest of the week. Because you think I'm changing the sheets?
It's stuck anytime? In the hair.
I'm stuck with that the rest of the week.
You change your sheets once a week?
Probably not.
Let's be honest.
El Segundo, Sietes de la Suertes.
Hmm?
7th anniversary double IPA from El Segundo.
Oh, you were speaking German. I am sorry.
Excuse you.
Español. Sietes de la Suertes. And that's all I saw this week. Like you said, it was a slow week. Not a whole lot of action happening.
I think beer even took a break over Memorial
Day. Yeah, it was a Memorial Day break for everybody. Oh, God. Well, how are we doing here? We're drinking beers. Good. We're having fun.
We're pretty good.
Man, number cut.
I know, we're just doing all right.
You like metal?
Yes.
Bam, bam, bam. Do, 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 do.
Drinking! Hey!
Hey!
I hope you're on Untapped. We're all three on Untapped.
Nope, deleted it.
Deleted.
Just kidding. I'm there.
But all your badges.
The badges.
Don't need no stinking no badges.
They did a picture, I think on may have been on their Instagram, of like it was a computer screen and they were building badges and they had like the blank circle.
Ooh.
And like, we're making new badges.
New badge. I need the badges.
I need the badges. This week, what was I drinking? There was a Dorktown. We have them here, some of these that we drink, because we stole some Perfect Pour beer on the Dorktown. We had a Hopocalypse.
It was a sanctioned game.
It was sanctioned. Triple IPA from Drake's Brewing. Hashtag drink Drake's.
That's probably the one that put me over the edge.
Put us over the edge. If you thought that show was too rammy,
this is why.
Blame the Hopocalypse, the Green Label.
Not the four beers I had before I got to Dorktown.
Nope. There was also a one from Florida Steve, the Coastline Lager.
Lager.
I don't have any memory of it now. You'll have to listen to Dorktown. There was I remember Matt opening this one up right at the end. Tired Hand, or wait, it's Awkward High Five from, who was it from? It was from...
That was a
Captain
damn,
Fatty's.
Damn good beer.
It was. The Beer Pope. The Beer Pope.
The Beer Pope.
The Beer Pope.
And
that's a San... What is that beer?
San Simeon?
No, Santa Barbara.
Samsonite?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it.
And another way one off. From Florida, Steve, the Due South Caramel Cream Ale. And we made Bells drink it, and he, of course, did not care for it. Or just...
Of course not.
Yelled at it. Those are beers that were drinking. Also, had me a couple Tioga's Less Than 12 Parsecs, because it was Han Solo.
Solid beer.
Yeah, if you want to hear my reaction to Han Solo, listen to Get Off My Podcast.
Did you smuggle one into the movie?
I should have.
Oh, man.
Totally should have. Good. I'm recommending Han Solo by the Solo, a Star Wars story, by the way. You need to go see it if you're at all a Star Wars fan. I went to Eureka Burger, had a Full Circle Juicy IPA.
Juicy.
And a Modern Times Outside Worlds double IPA. It was super cloudy as all hell. And they served it to me in the little glass because it was a double.
You were restricted.
You don't get to have a full glass. We don't trust you with the full glass. And that's all the interesting beers I had this week for the most part. I had more, but it's all the different stuff. Matt, what did you have this week?
My Ben Cott drinkins. Mm-hmm. I have found out that a tap and cellar is the best location for my Alvarado looking outs.
Hell yeah, they do a good job with the Alvarado.
So I was sipping on a Vengeful Barbarian. I also enjoyed a Modern Times Ice. And a new trick from New Glory. It was a hazy beer. Enjoyed those all at Tap and Cellar. Good choices. I popped open a 2014 Midnight Rush. That was sipping very well. Compliments all around on that beer.
Well done, well done.
From my Central Coast haul, I finished off a General Shores. Always solid. General
Shores.
And then...
The day is mine!
Monterey Street Pale. And then there was a couple of beers I picked up at Singles from Total Wine. There was from Abita, they had a beer called Hop On. It was a hazy pale. Wasn't overly hazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the right amount of pale.
Interesting.
Had a good little hop kick to it. Wasn't too soft. Wasn't too crazy. I'd recommend picking up one of those if you saw them. It was probably one of the better Abita beers I've had in a while.
That's an interesting one. I'm shocked they made a hazy.
Mm-hmm. And then I also picked up Follow the Sun. It had a Volkswagen on it.
Nice.
It was a Pilsner from the Karl Strauss.
Mm-hmm.
Solid choice. Easy drinking Pilsner. A little bit of malt sweetness. Not too hoppy. Not too... Ooh. It wasn't like caramel sweet, but just a really good... That thing.
Now we're drinking the same beer.
It was... Beautiful. It went down too easy, in fact.
Too easy.
Too easy.
Too easy.
It's Matt's rap name, Too Easy.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped.
Those are my bangs. Follow his
hijinks. I'm Darktown. And Nick is the Nick 80. What the hell have you been drinking?
Kook. Double IPA from Pizza Port.
That's not always my go-to.
No, but the one I wanted was not cold
your
go-to, yet.
Your go-to Pizza Port, you mean, or go-to double? That's not always your go-to Pizza Port?
It's like, it looks promising. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a double. And I just open it. I'm like, meh.
Suck it, Pizza Port.
But don't. I'm not just trying to pee on your parade.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then, all right.
Yeah, by the way, the beer you chose to drink sucks. It's meh.
I hope you feel bad for your decision. Yes,
I do, actually. I was trying stuff out. I was not trying stuff out. Trying to find something I hadn't
trying to had find in a myself, while, man.
To see trying if to find I myself still in my beer. Liked it. Because I tried, so basically I'm at the can bar at Gazebo Gardens is where this is at.
Oh, always the freshest cans.
Start with an, not Onita, what's the other one?
Booming?
No, what's the other O name from Modern Times?
Oscillating Fan?
Oscillating Fan. That's a good beer name.
It's not a night looking at the beer wall.
Orange Cove.
Orange Cove. Used to be a bottle, now it's a can. Crap, why can't I remember this?
Orderville.
Orderville.
Yes. Orderville. Said it.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I had Orderville first. And then I noticed they had Breaking Bud in cans. So I was like, ooh, let's try that because, you know, They're getting sued and they might not be here much longer.
Limited edition beer.
You want to get a legal beer.
That seemed malty as hell. So I was like, well, okay, let's pick it up a notch. Let's go to Pizza Port. So now I went to Kook. I was better, but still not as good as the Orderville. So my research.
Orderville wins.
Yeah.
Nick, you're researching for us and.
Did nothing.
Always choose Orderville.
Oh, I also wrote down awkward high fives. That was a favorite from Dorktown.
Oh, one of your Dorktown favorites.
So freaking good.
Yep. And like I said, Luponic number 9 in my.
Is there going to be a
situation 10? Beer?
What number was it?
9.
Number 9?
Number 9.
Are they going to have a 10?
Number 9?
No, they're stopping at 9.
Because it seems like 9 has been out for a while.
This was from March, the born on date. Maybe February.
Yeah, they're going to have a 10. About time to do it.
And my favorite of the week. This is going in the top beers of the year list already. Big Bad Baptista from Epic Brewing.
Oh, wow. Starting marketing for December's
bottle.
Top beers of the year.
It was a Mexican chocolate, vanilla bean, barrel-aged stout. That was pretty damn awesome. 11%, so personal beer fest territory. Ooh. Yeah, crack that.
I love gold.
Y'all want a single say? Crack that.
I'm too far away. Fuck. I think I can reach.
I can do it, guys.
Dump bucket or freshie?
Freshie. New beer entering the show from Keefisms on the social media. KEEFIS. MS donated to the show. It's called Five Thieves IPA. And it is New Anthem Beer Project from Wilmington, North Carolina. East Coast IPA, guys.
What a Wookiee.
So we all got our Minkots this week. As we pass a new beer around and we do this.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Think of this beer, man.
What's with all the hops?
Tastes pretty good. Doesn't taste like the East Coast to me.
Tad bit sweet maltiness to it.
Yeah, there's sweetness.
But the hops are cutting
it.
And it's relatively clear.
Surprisingly pretty damn good.
Is there a clarity scale?
It's SRM?
No, SRM's color. Clarity. I want clarity. I want percent foggy. I want plan A.
Foggy, yeah. They should have a judgment on the foggy scale.
It's either is it filtered? Yes. Is it filtered? No.
There you go. There's your
on,
scale.
Off.
There's your scale.
There's your freaking scale.
Click, click. I have a switch in my house. I don't know what it does. Once in a while, I flip it on and off. About a month later, I get this letter in the mail. It says, knock it off.
Whoa.
Stephen, how do they know it's you? Some cheers, man. Oh, this is always exciting when we have this. A new golden god. Woo! Al Green. You can follow him on social media. It's me _Al Green.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Boom, yes. Boom, boom, boom. Thank you, man. Al Green, he's a golden guy. And you're like, if you're new to the show, you're like, what the frick are you talking about now, guys? Jeez. These guys go off on so many tangents. I don't know which way is up or which way is down. The Golden Gods are people that donate money to the show via the website Patreon. Patreon is a website to help creatives. It's a to bridge from creatives and people that enjoy those creatives. And they're like, they want to help those creatives out. And it's a cool way that you can donate money to us, and then we can give you a little bit of kickbacks for those super fans. The kickbacks. If you're a patron, you get to be on the message board. You get locked into the message board on Facebook, the Porum, the famous Porum on the Facebook, and you also get to hear famous. The tailgate session of us figuring out what the hell we're going to do for the show for about half an hour before every show. And then whatever else clever things we can think up go on the Patreon.
If you kick it up to the $200 donation mark, you are included into the shower beer photo album.
You don't want that. That's not going to help anyway. That's going to help us. I was like, I do not. I was going to give these guys $200, but now that I'm going to get pictures, though. Thank you. I'll do $199.
Shower beer photo album.
I don't think that's the logic they're using.
They don't want to get that picture, but they want to give us money.
I see.
That's what I'm saying. So there you go, patreon.com/perfectpoor. If you want to, what the hell that is, or there's links in the show notes. So thank you, Al. Big cheers to you. And also, cheers to the Alchemist, Alchem_mist.
Alchemist?
Alchemist. Yes, at the Al, sorry. Alchemist, with the underscore there. Hoptology SD, Zap Tom, Libertine Brew. Libertines, just if you're on the Central
Tyler.
Coast.
Tyler!
If you're not at Libertine.
He's
Tyler
in Italy.
Did such a cool commercial. Oh, my God.
We got Pokey.
I don't know if I could pull it up in time before the show ends here, but I'm gonna
attempt it. That was pretty damn good.
He did an awesome car salesman.
Yeah, 80s used cars. 80s
used car local commercial car salesman commercial, but for his brewery, it was pretty awesome. See if, maybe Matt can find it.
More than you could shake a stick at.
Also, cheers to the Beer Prophet. Matt knows that guy.
Wow. Yeah, I do.
And just everybody that. No match found. Everybody that that promotes the show, subscribes to the show. That's a big help to us. If you subscribe on whatever podcast listener you do. And then just talk about us on your social media feed. At Perfect Pour Pod, when you're talking about us, or just subscribe to the show. These are awesome things that you can help us out with and really appreciate it. You can always tell us.
Not slow. We got more food.
There it is.
Then you can check out. Welcome to the world famous Libertine Brewing Company in downtown Slow. We got more food and beer than you can shake a stick at. We've got goat cheese balls. We have pokey. We have tater tots. Man, we've even got tacos for $14.99. That's $14.99.
Thirsty?
We got you covered. And we've got over 76 drafts. Anything you would need.
And wine, too.
We play records. We even have a coffee shop. What are you waiting for? Come on down now.
Follow Libertine Brew on Facebook, and you'll probably be able to find that. Or I think we might have shared it on ours, but
that was in the forum.
It might have just been in the forum.
It's on their Instagram. You could just
you go. Find it on their Libertine Brew on Instagram. It's freaking hilarious. I love when he's all, "We got 34 taps," and he's like opening up, and then there's a guy behind him like closing them all.
What the hell you do?
It's hilarious.
Dumb son of a bitch.
Yeah. I watched that like 10 times in a row when I saw it. I was like, this is good. I was showing Becky. I was like, look at this. This is hilarious. And this guy was in my garage. You believe a funny guy was in my garage?
That's him on a Tuesday.
Nice.
That was just him. He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't playing it up.
Okay, can you just talk about this stuff? And he's just like, you got it.
Let's go.
There's the camera in front of. Where'd this come from?
Oh, so cheers, Matt.
Cheers out to new untapped friends. Tom Horn on Untapped. And then Aaron, Beer Metal Dude.
Yeah.
A San Antonio rep.
Cheers out to
San Antonio rep.
Those fellas for the being my Untapped friends.
Cool. Yeah, he just friended me on Untappd this week. I was like,
me?
How was I not friends with him before?
He can't be friends with both of us.
No, he we'll did. Make that three. Sorry.
Nobody cares about you.
Okay.
You'll just let anybody be
it's
your
friend. June. It's a new month.
But I'm San Holo.
Be great for you. San Holo.
Okay. Oh, my turn?
Yep.
Hey, Ed. Who are you cheersing?
Beach Burgers. Morro Bay.
Mm.
Can't wait to try a burger on the beach.
All right.
Beaches and burgers.
Interesting.
What about the Hofbrau there? Have you ever been to the Hofbrau?
Oh, yeah.
Hofbrau's okay.
And Morro Bay? Is that right? Is it as good as Silver Dollar?
Considering Silver Dollar doesn't exist? Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Better view?
You know what?
Hofbrau. I don't know about that.
Hofbrau, yeah. Ocean,
no view at
ocean freeway. Oh, Hustler put some windows in. Now you can see right.
Yeah,
out.
I know. They put
I'm like, oh, in. I know that guy.
Now, if Hustler's closed, then that place would be awesome for to put a bar back in there.
It's all his windows
all
now.
All his windows.
I like it. Hofbrau food. Man, hard to do when you're planning on day drinking. It's just so filling.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's so filling.
Mm-hmm. Soaks up all that alcohol. Nope. You can keep drinking.
It takes up all the room for the alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, then you got to go run around the building a few times.
Yeah, do a few laps. Yeah. Just don't get a cinnamon roll on the way back. That just that ooh, counteracts cinnamon. Everything
oh,
you're trying
you know
to
it
do.
Sounds good. Cinnamon roll. Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, damn
I think
it.
I earned a cinnamon roll. I walked around the building. I think I earned a cinnamon roll.
Can I borrow one of them skateboards real quick?
Give me the old one. The hard wheels on it. Second world's biggest skateboard.
Got to work off this cinnamon roll real quick.
Hell kind of place is this? Cheers to...
Oh, you're lucky. You almost got
Malix. Schmalix. Schmaboff.
What
the
that?
Hell did you just say?
Schmalix. This is his name. Schmalix Schmuboff. I'm telling you, it's real.
I think he's disguising his name.
I
want to
ask what it is.
What?
I want to ask what it is, but I don't know if I can afford it.
What it is. I'll slip in the curb.
It is oh, that's, and what it ain't.
That's the new... Isn't that the new Korn song? What it is, what it is.
I think you're right.
Wow. And name of the episode? Fear the Beer Barian.
All right.
I will fear Beer Barian.
The Beer Barian.
Don't fear the Beer Barian.
Is he Armenian? Beer Barian?
Beer Barian.
I fear him.
Fear.
What if I fear him? What happens?
You get a beer.
Oh. Works out.
True. All right.
It all works out.
All right. I'm so scared.
Cheers.
Fear me.
You're just saying that to get another beer.
I'm super scared right now. Thanks everybody for listening to the show. I think I'm going with the charlatan.
Shart?
What? Shart.
Shart.
Charlatan beer for beer of the episode. I think I might enjoy that the most this week.
I will agree with you on that beer.
All right.
Brandon Flannel.
Brandon Flannel for you, sir.
See,
sir. Brandon
Don't
Blannel.
Forget, we had an exclusive Brandon beer Blannel. From Zach's Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, way before.
Had it.
We've had all the beers. Like when Zach's Brewing opens up, we'll be like, had it. Had it. Never mind. I'm going to Tioga.
That's how it's going to go.
Yep.
Oh, you have two beers? All right. See you later.
That's not how it's going to go. We're going to make Zach's Brewing's opening a big-ass deal. Because once Zach's Brewing opens, then I'm going to start actually pumping Fresno up as a beer town and like for travel and all that stuff. I've been holding back for a while because I was like, we need Zach's Brewing to open up.
I see.
Then we can start bragging. It's like, hey, Perfect Pour listeners, come to Fresno. Have a Fresno weekend. We got it. We got it. We got it for you.
I'm just excited because I could put my car, I could park my car overnight at work, just walk across the street to Zach's, and then just Uber home.
Uber.
I could have a safe plan right there.
There you go.
Be like, oh, I'm at Zach's. Oh, I had four beers. I better Uber home.
Darn.
And then Uber back to work where your car's waiting for you
the next day.
Then you have to work the first couple hours of your shift or working to pay back Uber.
It's not that bad. It's if the prices are not inflated, it's about $12 to $15 one way
from your house to downtown.
From my house, yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Woo-hoo.
Be safe
or don't.
Have fun. Check your dates.
Stay out of the heat.